From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. I'm Philip. At the top of the news, the Daily Freeman is reporting the Catskill Thunder High-Speed Gondola at Bel Air Mountain Ski Resort opened on December the 30th, according to a press release from Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. The project is one part of the state's plan for the High Mount Ski Area and is designed to increase year-round visitation, thereby providing a boost to tourism in the Catskills and the region's economy. The press release said the Catskill Thunder Gondola can transport up to 8 people per cabin and approximately 2,000 people per hour at a maximum speed of 1,000 feet per minute. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting that Kingston resident Julian Scheiberman took the oath of office on January 1st at the Ulster County Courthouse in Kingston, joined by friends and family, supporters, and fellow members of the judiciary. Scheiberman was elected to the state Supreme Court bench in the November general election. The 25-minute ceremony was marked by humorous anecdotes and poignant remarks as Scheiberman touched upon his career as attorney and political candidate. Previously, Scheiberman ran an unsuccessful bid for the 19th Congressional District seat in 2012 against Chris Gibson, ran briefly for Ulster County District Attorney in 2007, and served as chairman of the Ulster County Democrats from 2008 to 2012. He is a former U.S. Attorney from the Southern District of New York. Upon being sworn, his mother, Anne Hebard, placed the judicial robe over Scheiberman's shoulders. Scheiberman said, and I quote, "I pledge to see everyone in the community, to listen carefully, and to speak less," end quote. His term runs for 14 years. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media the Greene County Legislature in December unanimously approved resolutions in support of the state Senate bill that would classify EMS services as essential for the purpose of state aid and in support of an increase in Medicaid and Medicare reimbursements for the treatment and transport of patients. Legislator Adrian O'Connor, the Democrat of Durham, said, and I quote, "It was a very EMS-heavy month in this legislature. I presume we are the first county in New York State requesting essential services," end quote. O'Connor estimates it costs between $6.5 million and $7 million a year to provide emergency medical service, with much of the funding coming from property taxes and private insurance. Medicaid and Medicare cover a small amount of expenses, he said. "If those reimbursements were increased, it would help EMS providers be more strategic with their budgets," Connor said. Also in December, the legislature approved the purchase of automated defibrillators for placement in all Greene County Sheriff's Patrol vehicles and on each floor of the county office building. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And for our final story, Claire Hughes is reporting in the Times Union Republican Steve McLaughlin was sworn in as Rensselaer County Executive at the county courthouse on January the 1st. McLaughlin said, and I quote, "I fought hard to get to this office. I want you to know I will fight even harder for Rensselaer County," end quote. McLaughlin won the county executive seat in a tight race against Democrat Andrea Smythe. His character came into question during the campaign after a recording of a vulgar conversation McLaughlin had with an assembly aide surfaced. The 53-year-old Troy resident said he is looking forward to having a clean slate in 2018 following the controversies of 2017. In his remarks, the former state assembly member outlined his priorities for the county, including the development of the Hudson River waterfront in the Skodak area around Routes 9 and 20, and expansion of broadband services to areas that were still without adequate internet access. The swearing-in ceremony for county legislature, Troy City Council members, and others was attended by various public officials, including U.S. Representative John Faso and former Congressman John Sweeney. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 21 degrees. Wind chill values can be as low as minus 10 degrees today. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 4 degrees with wind chill values as low as minus 3. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 22 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 3 degrees on Wednesday. Wednesday night, a chance of snow after 1 a.m. There will be increased clouds with the temperature low around 14 degrees. And on Thursday, a chance of snow, cloudy with a high near 21 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 1 degree. Sunrise this morning was at 7:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:33 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the second day of January 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.